Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Seahawks won the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl. Wow. There's a full Super Bowl recap episode coming soon. I'm in Detroit right now for a show at the Royal Oak Music Hall. Tomorrow, Minneapolis. And then a surprise the next few days. But then, back next week, and I will break it all down. What a wild week I had. I mean, the most insane week probably I've had in a long time. Capped off by the greatest day. With the greatest hangs and some new buds, which I'll be talking about soon. Today's episode is the Dr. Phil best of. Dr. Phil returns to Kill Tony, joined by Greg Fitzsimmons and Sal Vulcano. What a banger. So many fun jokes and just moments, and enjoy the hell out of this. And of course, come see me on tour. The Who Is Me tour is on sale now. We have North Carolina coming up March 11th and 12th and 13th. Or no, the 13th is Charlotte. And Cary, North Carolina is the 11th and 12th, Charlotte the 13th, South Carolina the 14th, and then, of course, Vegas, March 20th, baby, the Wynn Casino. Come see me March 20th, Vegas, March 27th in Columbus, March 28th in Cleveland, March 29th in Pittsburgh, May 16th, Napa, and then we got a bunch of bullshit in between, and then things ramp back up in June for Australia and Eugene, Oregon, and all that stuff. All the tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. When I'm in town, I'm at the Comedy Store Improv or Laugh Factory, so come see me there. Subscribe to the podcast. I have a big Netflix announcement coming soon. And the Phil Doc, the Dr. Phil Doc, is getting close, so stay tuned. I can't wait. Enjoy this best of episode. Come see me on the road and be good to yourselves. Enjoy your weekend and happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the best of Dr. Phil on Kill Tony.
Hey, it's Herbert.
I'm so excited about this, Sal and Greg. I mean, we have you guys. It literally just does not get any better than this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed the 2024 Guest of the Year. Dr. Phil is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath, but I brought some treats. We don't need any more red bands out there.
Wow. Dr. Phil is throwing out Magnum condoms.
That one might be open. I got bored in the Delta Lounge. I'll hold on to these two for later.
It's just great that you're rowing. I know you guys have a long history of that as well, but it's good to see that you're rowing.
We'll be right back. Take it from here, Greg. William, how's the AIDS going?
William, always a master of style.
It is a nice vest. You look like you're about to lead a safari for a bunch of kids who are definitely going to get molested.
Yep. Sure.
Which is a tough gig to get, so I want to compliment you on the...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's true. You've been on the show a few times before.
Yes, sir.
You get very lucky.
I'm hoping to tonight.
God.
Now, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
Listen, like, the door's already cracked open. I just walked through it. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's the dog door. Like, I'm, you know.
The dog door is open. You walk right. That was tonight's Doritos blooper of the night. Put it on the cutting room floor, Sal.
Your next bucket pull goes by the name of Mario Zapata, everyone. Mario Zapata.
All right, buckle in, guys. What is the difference between a Jewish person and an undercover cop? You may never know you were talking to a cop.
I noticed that you told everybody to buckle up before one of the jokes. And then you really, I mean, it really didn't deliver. You know, so that was, I would say, just be mindful of that. If you're going to tell everyone to buckle up, like, because the inference was that you were going to blow their fucking balls off with this next joke. And then it was really just a you know, a real par type of joke. And so it's funny. I never saw anyone tell anyone buckle up for this next one. And then basically just, it was a very mellow joke after that.
That was more for me.
It was more for you. Okay.
Is buckle up your catchphrase, or did you just feel like coming out saying something sassy?
It does feel sassy. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I could use it as a catchphrase. So, yeah, buckle up, guy. Hey, buckle up.
Yeah, let me just say something real quick. you said that he said to buckle up and that it felt... I'll agree to disagree, Sal, because I feel like the comedy set was a little turbulent. And when you're on a plane, they tell you to buckle up because things aren't going to go according to plan, which is kind of...
No, buckle up, folks. Yeah, hell yeah.
You guys want to play an open G? Why don't you sing us something, Mario?
Okay.
They'll follow you.
Here we are, me and my best friend, out at the bar, and we're hammered again, and we're talking about all the girls we bang. We both drink until we can't see. Then my friend leans over and he says to me, "Hey, I love you, man. You're my bro." And I'm like, "Yeah, bro, I love you too." But the part that's weird for me is he's telling me this while he's rubbing on my knee.
My name is Mario, and if you're having a bad time at the show so far, well, buckle up.
Buckle up!
I'm dressed like I'm ready to go. Work the late shift at Home Depot. Buckle up. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And if you're driving drunk through the Taco Bell, make sure to call your dad who's in hell and say, "Dad, I'm gonna get that same order you used to get."
Well, Dr. Phil making Mario Zapata hilarious.
Yeah, then on Pandora later.
Appreciate that, Phil. Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Mario Zapata. So you did musical comedy. Now you just do stand-up, stand-up. What do you do for work?
I edit wedding videos, I make porn, and I run comedy.
Wait, let's stop right there. When you say you make porn, what exactly do you...
Buckle up. Where was that personal stat before I fucking improvised a shitty song?
I was trying to be discreet.
The short version is I just suddenly realized, fuck it, I'm going to be 60. And if I keep scraping, things will be eh. So fuck them. I just literally went nuts. My whole family, they've decided to keep me, maybe. But like I said, I think it's going to work out.
I think he thinks he's in a Bed Bath & Beyond right now. Is your talk? You gotta talk. I couldn't understand. I wanted to follow that story.
Your whole plan was just to come out and go, "I'm on mushrooms. I hope this goes okay." And
it has been working so far.
Where has it been working? Have you been doing other open mics?
I mean, my bank accounts aren't looking very good, but everything else is pretty sweet.
Well, how'd you afford that fucking scarf if you don't have any cash? Did you make that out of pubes and queeves?
It's everything's negotiable.
What the fuck did that mean? I ain't trying this to fucking haggle guy. That from you.
This is an impossible interview.
That's a you purchase. Impossible.
When did you become turquoise Mr. T?
Cool.
Yeah, you've definitely got a Jeff Bridges, Jim Henson, about to get Me Too to the Wetzel's Pretzels yeah. type of vibe.
Jeff Bridges and Jeff...
Bridges.
The other guy, yeah.
Dr. Phil's throwing him a Magnum condom. There you go.
He probably thinks it's a gummy worm.
There he goes. There he goes.
Drug addict.
Robert Carroll, everybody. Take us through the night, Tariq.
Yeah, she was just like, she was like a bodybuilder, and uh-huh. I couldn't see it. She was wearing a hoodie. Uh-huh. And we went on the date. She was wearing like a tank top, and she had like some fucking biceps. Uh-huh. I wasn't ready for that. I think I was a little, she was, you know, thick neck.
Thick neck, biceps? Did you, is there any chance she had a dick?
Didn't make it that far.
I think you went on a date with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Elk meat involved in the yeah. foreplay.
Yeah, a lot of venison. Yeah.
That's it, Joe Rogan.
So she was jacked. Now, and permission to speak freely. Mm-hmm. Did when she took her hoodie off and you saw just gagoom, gagoom, right? Yeah. And you were like, oh, there's a potential opportunity for me to peck fuck her, right? Mm. Did you stay with
me? Wait, what was that, Dr. Phil?
Peck fucker.
What does that mean?
So, you know, she's so muscular, her boobs have turned into pecs. Oh, so if you still want to achieve a titty fuck, I'll send you a link.
Now, yeah.
There's, but when she derobed or declothed, did you get excited or did you take a step back and go, this isn't what I ordered?
Yeah, I broke out in a small sweat. I said, this is not what I ordered.
Yeah. How'd you get out of there?
I paid, and I was like, pleasure meeting you. She went in for the kiss, and yeah.
You mean the headlock?
Yeah. Yeah.
When she went in for the kiss, exactly what happened?
She went in for the kiss, and I had enough time to like kind of think about it, so I leaned back a little bit, and then I just looked away. Her eyes were closed, so I just looked and pretend I didn't see it, and then I looked back. I was like, oh, hey, what? Great meeting you.
Wow. Waymo, they have suggestions for music, but none of them are good.
What are they?
Music that you listen to.
Dr. Phil music.
Vertical Horizon?
Sure. I know. I love Shania Twain. Don't play with me, baby. I'm not that.
Hell yeah. Shania Twain, Mark Twain. He listens to it all.
Sure, yeah. Well, maybe next time I'll fuck around that Waymo with you, and we can go get some fish sticks or something. Or not. Or you can just look at me and say, "We'll be right, Black." You know.
That's right.
Oh, don't do that again. That's terrible.
Dedrick,
I love those teeth.
One of the more dangerous things you saw in your days in Atlanta.
Oh man. Besides my best friend getting shot in front of me, this
cut to a clip.
Oh my goodness!
Sorry, we don't have. All right, had it.
All right. The police don't come that fast in Atlanta, Red Bank.
That sucks. Go ahead.
It's usually pennies. They put pennies in a sock.
Yeah.
Who's they, Red Band?
Your people. Who's they? Your people.
Who's they, nigga?
The old they, them.
Black people got quarters too, nigga.
I actually talk about that in my book, chapter 35. Black people have quarters. Your local Barnes & Noble. Black people are people too.
So here's where I am right now. It's February, it's dark, and it's too early. And by the time dinner rolls around, I've got zero interest in figuring out what I'm going to eat. That's why Home Chef has honestly been clutch for me lately. Home Chef makes cooking simple with fresh food delivered, easy recipes to follow, and meals that actually taste great. And the last part, it matters, because I've tried the easy meals, quote unquote, that still somehow turn into a whole thing. With Home Chef, everything's pre-portioned, the instructions are super clear, and I can actually relax while I'm cooking instead of stressing myself out. I've done the oven-ready meals on nights where I just want to throw something in and sit down. I've done the 30-minute recipes when I want to feel productive without going full Food Network. It just works with whatever kind of day I'm having.
And look, people really love it. I've been using it for a while. My wife and I dig it. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. That's the biggest thing, recipe ease. Not feeling stupid when you're trying to cook for yourself. They've even worked with chefs like Gordon Ramsay, which is wild because I'm not yelling at anyone in the kitchen except for myself when I'm on the edible. But look, nobody's perfect. I'm eating way better than I was before, and you'll find chef-inspired recipes across Home Chef's culinary collection, classic meal kits, and express options. Whatever kind of day you're having, Home Chef has you covered. From classic meals to oven-ready trays to quick microwave lunches, there's even a family menu with 4 to 6 servings, which is great whether you're feeding people or just setting up yourself with the leftover situation. Plus, it's not one size fits all. Over 30 meal options every week, and Home Chef customers save an average, check this out, of $86 a month on groceries, which I definitely noticed. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 50% off and free shipping. Wow. Wow, that's incredible. 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's insane. One more time, homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your... Adam Ray here. I used to wake up every morning stuffed and exhausted, like I'd been wrestling my own pillow all night. Pillow fights, table for one. I thought it was stress or age or karma catching up to me. Maybe the melatonin hasn't kicked in. Thanks, Joe. Turns out it was the air in my house. That's when I got Air Doctor. And now it's the only air purifier I use. I can't even say the word right because I'm so excited. Purifier. I heard about it from a friend. Just tried it and immediately noticed fewer weird odors, way fewer allergy issues, and I actually started sleeping better, which is huge because I don't sleep. I travel all the time. It's tough for me to get passed out and get some Z's. I am a problem to myself. Air Doctor is different because it has a powerful 3-stage filtration system that captures particles about 100 times smaller than what actual typical air purifiers can. It gets rid of dust, pollen, bacteria, viruses, odor, smoke, wildfire smoke, and ozone. Basically everything you do not want hanging out in your lungs. It is also whisper quiet, so it's not roaring in the background. It has an auto mode that keeps your air clean all day and night. And it reminds you when to change the filter, which I personally need. And people love it. 98% of customers say their home feels cleaner and healthier. And Air Doctor won Newsweek's Reader Choice Award for Best Air Purifier. Head to AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code ALN to get up to $300 off today. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus a 3-year warranty and $84 value free. Get this exclusive podcast-only offer now at AirDoctorPro.com. AirDoctorPro.com. Promo code ALN.
If you care about the seafood you eat, you need to know where it comes from. Wild Alaskan Company delivers 100% wild-caught, frozen right off the boat, perfectly portioned fish straight to your door, so you always know exactly where it comes from. That means no antibiotics, GMOs, or additives. Just clean, real fish that support healthy oceans and responsible fishing communities. Get seafood you can trust. Go to wildalaskan.com/wildpod for $35 off your first box of seafood today.
Welcome to Paris Pizzeria. Your blind date is already at the table, and there she is. Cousin Brenda, what are you doing here? You're married anyway.
Substitution brought to you by Paddy Power. Cousin Brenda makes way for Beth, the office crush.
Oh, get in! You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
Food.
Impossible to announce that based off of this spelling. Ty J. All right. Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you mentioned the premature ejaculating. When did that begin, and how you treating it? Because I would have ventured to assume not many women receiving that information are fired up, right? And I know you may... Let me finish. Some of you are probably really used to hearing, right? Now, keep it right here. But what I mean by that, Taiwan, is there...
worked as a customer service rep for like Spectrum. Basically, I was just calling people about their bill, trying to help them out and shit like that.
Calling people about their bills.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I've recently been in too many Spectrum debacles.
Oh, well, Lord.
So maybe we could do a little role play here, and you could give me some confidence in in the establishment.
All right.
Oh, your phone's ringing, Dr. Phil.
Hello? Who the fuck is this? It's 10 a.m. You better be on fire.
Thank you for calling. This is Spectrum calling about your bill. It's been overdue for about 3 months now, so we're calling because you haven't missed your payments, and we're trying to give you a little...
Can you get to the fucking point, son?
We're basically trying to give you a heads up to let you know that we'll be knocking some off your bill if we can get collect right now, collect a little bit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Don't talk to me like that. I don't know what you're saying. First of all, how'd you get this number? I star 69 your ass.
You star 69. We got your number on file. We saw that you have been missing a lot of payments for a lot of households. Apparently, you just haven't been paying your bill. I don't know how you're not paying your bill.
Actually. Well, it's been a rough... Ever heard of COVID, motherfucker?
Well, you know what? I got you. This is what we'll do. Well, if you go ahead and pay 100 right now, you ain't even got to worry about the bill, dog. Don't even worry about the shit.
All right, let me call my friend Red Band real quick and see if he can Venmo me 100 bucks.
Uh-oh, Red Band, pick up the phone.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, 257?
Oh, shit. You know, I'm just here eating.
What? So he's the Red one Band. We gotta get the money from. So me and him are against you over there.
Is this a three-way call? What is happening right now? Who patched this fucking guy in?
I'm gonna call Tony.
Hello.
Is our fourth caller?
Sorry, this is how we do things at the Phil House. I know you guys at Spectrum think you can fucking one-on-one this shit, but I got a whole half court ready to play, motherfucker.
Got a whole...
You ever played a pickup game at 24-Hour Fitness?
Hell yeah.
Guys just show up?
Yeah.
What sort of food do they serve you at the shelter?
Shit. Literally. they serve like scrambled eggs, regular shit, you know. Sometimes they do a little chicken bolognese, you know, some type
chicken
shit,
bolognese. Yeah. Amazing. I've never even heard of that before. That sounds like...
We're throwing in new shit.
Well, you notice how he said bolognese, not bolognese. So yeah. It's like the dollar store spaghetti.
Yeah. It's chicken and mayonnaise shaped into a ball. It's chicken bolognese.
Well, it's real good. It's real good.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Food is food at some point.
Easy women, right? Like,
huh?
Do you ever get laid at the homeless shelter?
Gotten laid outside of the homeless shelter, yes.
In a bush?
Near a tree.
Okay.
You got to find it anywhere you can get it.
All right.
Talk about that in my
He's
book,
like, that's
actually.
Crazy.
Chapter 47. Pussy's a puss.
Old pussy bush.
Depending on what year it is. All right.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been chasing this selectively since last February.
Okay. Chasing this selectively.
What great way to say I'm not really doing it.
Yeah.
Bro, you are going to make it. Uh-huh. That's what you got to do when you really want something. You chase it selectively.
Yeah. Yeah. How long has your hair... how long has that been... How long? It looks like your barber was chasing your head selectively.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is good. Dr. Phil. Oh, shit. There he is.
Are you the second Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I am not.
All right. Just making small talk.
If you drank a pitcher of tequila pineapple before the opportunity of a lifetime, I'm pretty sure you might have a drinking problem.
Sorry, Grandma.
What?
That's his closer. That's how he signs off his sets.
Sorry,
Grandma. Hey, that's my time. Sorry, Grandma. Yep. So.
I'm actually not mad about it. It's a little bit better than Buckle Up. They're in the same department store, though.
Out of the bucket. Go, you drunk-ass motherfucker. Jesus Christ. Zion Lazard.
You thought it was one of those AMB doors that opened. One of those automatic curtains.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. You just missed something crazy. I don't know if you guys heard, but Dr. Phil just said he thought it was one of those gas station doors. He stood there waiting.
Book at the Bebo. Fuck the dog. Beware of the owner.
And then it bumped into something. The fuck was that?
The only accent they know is Italian. It's strange.
Sorry, Grandma.
Well, I mean...
to ourselves.
You would label that more as Greek?
No, probably more Israeli, actually.
Okay.
I speak Hebrew. I speak a little Greek and Turkish, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't take him long to bring it up, did he?
Call back.
Yeah, baby.
He's back.
Fitz Dog.
If you ask, you're going to find out.
That is tonight's Honey Nut Cheerios joke of the night.
Wow.
You have the he, and then you have the she. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, in certain circumstances, the she, or usually the he, will decide that he would like to try the other side. So, he looks up a doctor, and the doctor says, turn around. And then he examines the size. That's the first thing. And if it's too large, then he needs special equipment. But sometimes it's minimal, it's nominal. And in that case, he just says, continue with what you're doing, put on a little lipstick, and you're good to go.
Anyway, to the bride and groom.
Yes, to the men.
Worst wedding speech of all time. Can you imagine your best friend's getting married and he's up here going, hey, let's get the toad, let's get the, go to meet Zelda in the parking lot for some rubbing toads. What the fuck was that?
Adonai Echad.
He said, buckle up in Hebrew. Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. You know what I'm saying?
If I killed your gods, don't mess with me.
What okay, the
don't
fuck?
Don't talk about that in this book. But
all right, you... all right.
If I remember correctly, you lived in Ohio?
Yes, yes. I still kind of live there, but I'm more like a vagabond. Is that what it's called?
It's called Vagisil.
Vagabond.
Vagisil with an S.
You know how OnlyFans does those specials now?
Yep.
Dr. Phil does.
I mean, I've heard of it.
Dr. Phil.
My mustache is going to fall.
Mustache holding on by a thread over here.
I would post, like, stand-up clips, you know, like, I would just run jokes by OnlyFans. And then if it was getting, like, laughing faces and people liked it, I got the confidence to put it on Instagram. But I would just post stand-up clips, and then they'd be like, get your tits out. If you're not doing anal, we won't listen.
Well, in my defense, I was drunk when I wrote that. But I didn't... It doesn't mean I didn't mean it, but I take it back because you're very funny live in the flesh. For real.
Thanks. They have requested that I keep a bush.
Wow, look at that. So
who's
you...
Who's they? The cast of fucking Space Jam?
I have gotten requested to, like, if I could, like, jerk off a dildo with my feet and stuff. Oh. And I'm like, it doesn't even have skin to move. How am I going to...
Again, when I wrote that, I thought that I was being playful and...
jovial.
Break the ice. Jovial.
Jovial's the word.
I'm looking for, yeah. But, you know, take 100% of the shots, you don't... What is it, Gretzky? Yeah.
Wow. You miss 100% of the shots you take.
Yeah, we're moving on, Sal.
Yes.
It is...
a good friend of mine, Adam Ray, Jew, is going to be here headlining the Mothership this weekend. You want to do a guest spot on one of the shows?
Oh, my God, I would love to.
There you go.
Wow. Look at that.
There you go.
Layla Engel.
The only way that we could possibly wrap up a show is with a song. And the only person that can sing a song with Timmy No Breaks is Redbit. Just fucking kidding. It's Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil.
I wanna be in your entourage. What do I have to do? I'll take you there to the airport. I'll even wipe your butt after you poo.
Well, you're not a gynecologist, but if it's between you and this old newspaper boy, I choose you. I choose you.
You choose me.
No breaks, ladies and gentlemen. What can I say? He gets to do whatever he wants. He's earned it.
By the way, that guy said he has a gun. Are we just gonna skip over that? Okay, shave your head, your back, your pussy, your brain.
Dr. Phil, everybody, who is proudly endorsing the Who Is He Adam Ray Theater Tour. Get tickets at adamraycomedy.com. He's going to Australia, Canada, and all around America. One more time for Dr. Phil.
Adam Ray here. I used to wake up every morning stuffed and exhausted, like I'd been wrestling my own pillow all night. Pillow fights, table for one. I thought it was stress or age or karma catching up to me. Maybe the melatonin hasn't kicked in. Thanks, Joe. Turns out it was the air in my house. That's when I got Air Doctor, and now it's the only air purifier I use. I can't even say the word right because I'm so excited. Purifier. I heard about it from a friend, just tried it, and immediately noticed fewer weird odors, way fewer allergy issues, and I actually started sleeping better, which is huge because I don't sleep. I travel all the time. It's tough for me to get passed out and get some Z's. I am a problem to myself. Air Doctor is different because it has a powerful three-stage filtration system that captures particles about 100 times smaller than what actual typical air purifiers can. It gets rid of dust, pollen, bacteria, viruses, odor, smoke, wildfire smoke, and ozone. Basically everything you do not want hanging out in your lungs. It is also whisper quiet, so it's not roaring in the background. It has an auto mode that keeps your air clean all day and night. And it reminds you when to change the filter, which I personally need. And people love it. 98% of customers say their home feels cleaner and healthier. And Air Doctor won Newsweek's Reader Choice Award for Best Air Purifier. Head to Air Doctor Pro.com and use promo code ALN to get up to $300 off today. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus a 3-year warranty and $84 value free. Get this exclusive podcast-only offer now at AirDoctorPro.com, AirDoctorPro.com, promo code ALN.
Birthday coming up? On Etsy, you can find your favorite person a gift as special as they are. Celebrate stylish Julia with a cute vintage jewelry box. Or photography mad Paul with a customized leather camera strap. Or your caffeine-loving dad with a handmade pour-over coffee maker. Don't just celebrate birthdays. Celebrate one-of-a-kind people with gifts that say, I get you on Etsy. Click or tap the banner to shop now.
Paul Townend is Betway's racing ambassador. And for all new customers, bet £10 and get £40 in free bets. Plus, build your Cheltenham pot. Download the Betway app today. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Bet the responsible way. Gamblerware.org.